What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Buford Zone podcast. Today we got another guest with us, former Citadel American, Miami cornerback, and now NFL training camp player, Buford Zone, D. Delaney. What's going on, man?
Nah, man, just living life and enjoying it at every moment I can get the opportunity to.
That's what's up, man. So how is it, man? How's camp going for you, man?
It's going all right. You know, it's hot. Each and every day is a grind. Everybody out there good, so you just got to wake up wanting to compete and win.
How much are you learning? Are you soaking up something that's different?
I mean, every day you got to learn. You know, those guys, they've been in the league for about 5 to 6 years, maybe 10. So each and every day, you just got to reach out to each person on the team and try to learn something from them.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Because I looked at it, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a football guy. So, you know what I'm saying, when I first heard you was going to Jacksonville or whatever, I looked at it, I was like, boy, you got a tough fight, man, to get in that spot, man, because yeah. You got AJ and Jalen down there.
Definitely. I mean, you know, being behind those guys is really like a learning experience. You know, you're not going in there looking to get a lot of playing time, but, you know, when you do get in, you want to make the most out of the opportunity when you do get in.
I mean, even still, man, I mean, I think, yeah, you know, you make the missed opportunity, but there's a chance, man, you know what I'm saying, because I have faith in you, you know what I'm saying, a lot, you know, Buford County, we all got faith in you, so it's like, you can kind of, even still, like, you humble about it, man, you can turn it into the, hey, man, y'all got the most depth, you know what I'm saying, you can take that and you can be like the, you know, the Bradley Roby to, you know, Keeb and CJ, you know what I'm saying.
There's a lot of depth out there, you know, they got a lot of DBs who are pretty good. Like I said, the defense is so good and so fast. Everybody on there pretty good. So, I mean, I feel like we're going to be good this year.
So, is it a big difference? Like, what's the biggest difference, like, from, like, different levels? Because you've been through basically a couple levels with, you know, high school, FCS, then going to FBS, and now you practice training camp in the league. So, like, what's the biggest?
I would feel like coming from high school to going to the Citadel, the biggest difference is mainly I wanted to say speed is just your mindset, you know, being right. At the Citadel, the military school, so you got to make up your mind what you want to do with your life early.
Yeah.
And then going from the Citadel to Miami, it really was speed. And, you know, the speed, everything was so much faster, and you got to learn everything so much faster. So, I mean, that was a big toll. And then for Miami to the NFL, I feel like it's the same. You know, you're going to get the NFL play each and every day of practice, so right. It's about the same to me.
So it's like basically like you ain't even – now you're at the point where, like, you can't even – And this is my thing, and this is what I noticed about you too. And I noticed this when I look up like the history of other NFL players, like whether they do or do not make the league. It's like, you know, when people talk about players, it's like on an NFL caliber level, like whether they're good or not good. Mm-hmm. It's on an NFL caliber level, but compared to the average everyday American, y'all some ballers. And even if the guys that don't make it, you look at their accolades like all the way up to the NFL. They pretty stacked, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's when you go to training camp, you really get to see like how much good players there really are out here. Even the guys who don't even get the opportunity to be at a training camp, and you just notice like the team has to get cut down to like 63 players. So just seeing regular human beings, I mean, there's people walking the street, it feels different, honestly.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like, and when you mention walking the street, that's like, you know, you would think some guys, you know, they don't have the opportunity to make it. Maybe their resources weren't right. Maybe, I don't know, they had a kid, went to jail, did whatever. Mm-hmm. And they guys that's, you know, you at the cream of the crop every day, but then they still, you never know, they still could be a guy who, like, they had the story about, you know, Steve McNair, where he ran that kick return in jeans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he first got that Kurt Warner was a grocery shopper, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a grocery bagger. And these guys are just walking out the street every day, and they come out there and they just got it. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it's mad about the situation you put yourself in, honestly. That's in the NFL.
That's crazy, man. So we gonna talk about. So like, when was your moment? Like, when do you realize? Like, cause if we go through like all your accolades, you hit right now. So you got accolades at every single level. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when was your moment that you felt like? Cause I know mine, mm-hmm. but when was your moment?
I felt like my moment was when I was 8 years old. Just mm-hmm. being at that young age, I knew what I wanted to be and what I wanted to do when I grew up. I mean, I never told nobody that I wanted to be a police officer, a teacher, a lawyer, none of that.
Right.
I told them I wanted to be an NFL player. So I just put my mind to that each and every day.
All right. So in my moment, first of all, I want to say I was mad at y'all when Well Branch opened. I was very mad at y'all. And it wasn't y'all fault, though. But I was mad at the response because, you know, at first, before Well Branch opened, you know, everybody was at Creek.
Yeah.
And my thing was, you know, everybody was trying to recruit because, you know, we was a losing school, you know what I'm saying? We were trying to recruit. World Branch opened. Y'all fielded a whole varsity and JV team.
Yeah.
Guys, we ain't even. Frank came out there. I think Frank came out there, was all region.
Yeah.
Perp came out there. Bob came out there, was all region. And it's like, yo, if all y'all boys had showed up at Creek,
it'd have been different.
It'd have been a whole different ballpark, man.
Yeah, I mean, but the lifestyle of Creek was a little different. You know, you had a lot more going on.
Yeah.
A lot more gang streets and stuff like that. So everybody's mindset wasn't in it. And being a World Brent, the school was so small at the beginning, you know, so you could really focus in on everybody just doing one thing.
And so, what was the, how did anybody become, because that's when my thing, my moment for you was when I saw the paper and the ad was like the Mr. Everything. Where like you had racked off like coming from your junior year to your senior year, you racked off like 3 all states and like 3 different sports.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, yo, D really on right now. This man, I'm like, he done did all this?
I mean, I don't know. I just was playing, having fun, man. I mean, my guidance counselor told me, you know, high school gonna be your best moment of your lifetime. So, I mean, I really loved that. It was my best moments, honestly.
And it was cool, man. I saw you and I was like, and you came back when you didn't run track before. And then you came out and ran track and it was a Wednesday meet. It wasn't a big Saturday meet. It was a Wednesday meet. It was at Creek. Mm-hmm. And so it was your first meet in 400 hurdles.
Yeah.
And I run the 400 hurdles. And in 3A, your boy was lit. Now, I choked when I had my chance, but I still had the fastest time for 3A. Not in the state, but for 3A.
Yeah.
I definitely could have won the state championship if I didn't choke.
Okay.
But then coming out there and seeing you run, like your first time ever, and you was gas. I could tell you was gas.
Definitely was gas.
But I saw you running, and you was strapped because you tall.
Yeah.
So I saw you running and strapped. You just going over hurdles, man. I looked at the time. I was like, man, that's some bull crap, man.
I mean, they just threw me out there. I mean, they were like, you want to do hurdles? I was like, man, I don't know nothing about that stuff. And they threw me out there. I just went with the flow.
Yeah. I mean, it worked out. I mean, you did become a, you know what I'm saying, you got a gold medal in it. So it did prove that, I mean, you was capable. I think that was the moment. I was like, yo, you like, it's a homeboy of mine. He can do, he's the only person I know for sure that could play all 22 if he really wanted to.
Okay.
But it's just proving that you're true athlete, man. I mean, you do everything, all state in like 3 different sports. Gold medal, technically to me, that's all state.
Mm-hmm.
Your gold medal in track, so that's like 4.
Yes, sir.
And so to me, I'm like, this is an athlete, man. And that's when I started realizing, like, yo, this is my moment, your moment, excuse mm-hmm. me. And then you went to the Citadel. And then now you're there, and now you're reeling off All-American awards, and you got the most there by any other Citadel player. How did that feel? When did you realize that, or is that something that you found out later on, or as it was coming in, you were like, they told you when it was happening, like, yo, you got the most?
I mean, I just found out this now when you told me, honestly.
Yeah, that's in there.
Being at the Citadel was a little different. I mean, I didn't like the Citadel at all, but it was something I had to do for myself. I know I made that sacrifice going there, but I just play ball because it was my getaway from the military aspect, honestly.
A lot of people don't like the Citadel, but no. The Citadel is a tough school, and every time I hear about the Citadel, it's like a lot of people, you have to learn how to clean it. You can't just be your own person. Even if you get to the point where you're like, hey, I got everything they doing. I'm getting up on time. I'm being what I got to be. My room clean, my brass shine, my shoes clean. Now it's like, oh, you're doing a good job. Now teach this guy who not doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean,
so you can't never just get comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, being there, you really be closer to your next door neighbor or your brother, you know, because you're gonna go through a struggle at some point where you need somebody to lean on. So that's one thing I do respect about the Citadel. It do teach you, it breaks you down to make you a better person. I can say that.
So how much of that do you think played into like your football success? If it wasn't the natural just going to college and being in the football practice, how much do you think just the Citadel way of life played into maybe a little bit of your football success?
I think I played a lot into it because, I mean, my freshman year, my coach told me, you know, you can't really have no girlfriend playing football, and you know you can't be doing a lot of outside things. So being at the Citadel, you know, caged up in the barracks, not really caged, but, you know, you're not really in the outside world like that. It helps you to focus on the little things, you know, like being at the Citadel, making your bed, taking out your trash, little things like that, ironing your grass. It rolls over to the field. He was like, your personal life is going to roll over to your football life.
Right.
And that's just how I took it.
And so did you ever have a problem with finding your reason? Like, my problem, like, when I play football, my problem is I always play to the level.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm around a whole bunch of good guys, I play well.
Yeah.
But then I'm around playing against a bunch of bad guys, I'm just like, Marjorie, I do just enough to be like,
get through.
Yeah, to be in the cream of crop, and I think that was my issue. Did you ever have a problem with that, or did you ever have a, like you said, you said you felt like it was since you were 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But did you at any point feel like, yo, I got to step up. Like, maybe, like, most people, like, hey, I don't got no offers. I'm coming into my junior year, or, you know, I'm coming. Like, I really want to make my impact. Like, when did you have that moment?
I wouldn't say I had the moment when I played at the same level, but I remember my 11th grade year, I got my first offer, but I wasn't even the best on the team. You know, Josh and Andre was on that team at that moment. Those guys, they were getting getting the ball all the time and stuff like that. But I just told myself, you know, just keep grinding, your time will come. And I just kept going hard, and I just had to step my role up because I wanted to be that guy.
Yeah, y'all boys, y'all had the players out there, man. I was like, man, when y'all boys left, I was just like, and I went to practice, man, and I'm just looking, and I'm just like, man, I'm like, it's just like me, it's J-Ron, it's Leroy, you know what I'm saying? You got Dooley, and then it's like, okay, where everybody else coming from? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And we had some cats came out. I mean, we still didn't play good, but, I mean, it was crazy. And then we had Amory came out, and then I was excited about Amory. We was in the middle, you know, playing linebacker, and then he got hurt and at the end, and it was just like, it kind of derailed, and then somebody went to jail, and then it just diffused the whole momentum. Yeah. I'm mad they didn't let us play that first year, though. Yeah. I really was. That Jamboree was fun now, but I'm mad they didn't let us play. So, what was it like I want to talk about that deep post you made. You made it seem real deep when you was going from the Citadel to Miami. You posted a picture, you sitting in the darkness. It was like, I'm making this big decision to go. Like, was it like, how much energy did it take for you to go to Miami, or were you considering another school?
I mean, it took a lot. I wanted to go to South Carolina to be home.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, I knew going to Miami, it was great competition out there. So I wanted to push myself and see if I could really play at that level and things like that. But, I mean, leaving the city was kind of tough because, you know, me and my coach had a good relationship with each other.
Yeah.
And he kind of trusted me, I trusted him. So I felt like it was kind of hard for me to leave the Citadel.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it happened, man. I had to make the decision.
Yeah. You wanted to go to South Carolina with all that's going on recently?
I did.
With
Steve
Spurrier and all that?
It was a home. I'm homegrown, man. I wanted to be close to home, you know, be with my family so they could see me play, honestly.
Hey, you know what? That would play a whole different role in sports if everybody felt that way.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm homegrown. If everybody from Florida went to the University of Florida, Miami, everybody from South Carolina went to, that'll be a real different dynamic to see who really has the best players, whatever in the state. Florida do be balling. It'd be like the Florida, Cali, Texas, man. They, some of their third string players in Texas high school football, because they go up to like, what, 6'7"?
Yeah, 6'7"-8".
And I'm like, boy, that's some big schools, man. Them boys be, it's a whole different breed out there, man. They probably could beat like a low caliber college team.
Definitely.
Top programs, though.
Not much athletes out there.
Yeah. So, what was it when you were at Miami? Now, I'm reading the profile here that I got from NFL.com with Lance Zierlein, but you. What was it like when you were playing in game, right? And you started getting into the flow. Here it says you lost playing time due to performance. Now I read you got an injury. It looks the same thing, and I'm reading you played, you started, you got hurt, then you came back, and now you played in the championship game and you played in the bowl game. So I'm trying to figure out if you lost any time. And I'm like, it don't make sense. I think that might be a misprint. Is that true?
I played the first three games, and then I ended up getting hurt in the Florida State game.
Right.
So they sat me out. I didn't lose because of playing time. I lost it because I got hurt.
That's what I thought.
And I medically wasn't able to play to the trainer's ability. So it felt like I needed to sit out a couple games, get back healthy.
Right.
And then when it felt like I was healthy, I just came back, you know, got back in the midst of things slowly but surely.
All right, so that's a misprint. Don't follow that up. I just had to make sure, man. I was like, I know my dog ain't losing no playing time, man. I was reading it. I'm like, I don't see where he missed playing time at.
Yeah, I missed it like a couple games due to injury, though.
So let's talk about that Florida State game. Your first turnover. You put on the chain. You grabbed the pick. It's a big game. How what was that feeling like? I saw you stand on the bleachers.
I mean, I felt, it felt great to me because I know how much the game meant to the team. You know, before going out, those guys, they were so emotional about it. To me, it wasn't emotional because I'm not from Florida, so I don't understand that Miami and Florida State rival, but to those guys, it meant a lot to them. So getting that turnover chain at that moment of the game was very pivotal. You know, those guys, they're very appreciative of that. It felt good, honestly.
It felt good. Yeah. You was excited, man. You wish you could have kept it on the whole game. I heard they take it from you. Like, you get to wear it from, like, even if nobody don't get another turnover, they still.
Yeah, I mean, still, after, like, so when you get the turnover chain, the next possession, you know, so you give it back and go back on the field for defense.
Okay. Yeah. So if nobody don't get back, nobody get it. Go back in the box.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy, man. So you wore it, what, twice?
Twice.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so, what was it like? Like, you went, like, with the pick. Like, you, was it, when you caught it, did you realize, like, you was you stunned a little bit, or was you just like, it's just natural, you've been doing this? Because I know you got the turnovers at the Citadel.
I mean, I kind of just, at that point, I was, like, happy because I came out struggling, you know, and just, I felt like I was getting in my role, and I got an interception. I was just so happy at the moment. I didn't really think about it. I was just excited. You know, I couldn't even, feel like I couldn't breathe at one point.
And so, did y'all feel like, and when I'm watching y'all, I watched, you know, I messaged you before about some of your players that I was real shocked that I was like, I didn't see them coming, like Berrios. I was like, yo, I'm watching this dude, and like every game I'm watching the highlights to try to catch you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, this dude catching a touchdown like every game, man. This dude real lit.
He really good to me, you know what I'm saying? People don't really think he that good. To me, he's real good. You know, he got good hands. He's just small.
Yeah.
But he's dog at heart. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and you know what's funny? It's there's those small, and he might, because his last name sounds like he might be of a different descent. But those small white receivers, man, they're starting to become a thing now. Yeah. They're starting to be throwing boys in the slot, the Welkers, the Amendolas, the Edelmans, man.
Because like, they got good hands, so it's hard to kind of, you know what I'm saying, start those guys. They got great hands, can catch. He's real fast now.
But yeah, I see that he's getting it.
But, I mean, he's a good player to me.
And did y'all feel any type of way when y'all lost the your running back? Was it Walter?
Walton. That was a huge loss to us because, you know, he was kind of like the leader of the team, you know what I'm saying? Everybody put everything on his back. Every day he came to work, you know, he a real dog, you know what I'm saying? He's from Miami. And, I mean, we lost him. It was kind of tough, but, you know, Travis Homie, he picked everything up and kept going.
And I remember I watched one highlight, and it seemed like he had to get himself – I think he felt like this was his year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching a play. He came out and he was like real cocky. I think y'all playing a smaller school. I think it was like Benedictine or something like that.
Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah. That's what it was. And it seemed like he came out from the highlights. It seemed like he was real cocky and then like he wasn't hitting. And then next thing you know, he's like, he got right. And then he started running. And he's like, okay, now I got to play for real. I can't just, because it's Bethune-Cookman, I can't just slack up.
Oh, yeah. He go hard each play, though. I can't say that, though.
Okay, that's cool. So we going. So you go. You have your college career. It's wonderful. You got All American awards. You transfer to Miami. You have. How would you grade your season at Miami?
Probably a C. You know, it was rough though. Happening on everything in such a fast pace, 6 months. But I mean, I'm not making no excuses. It is what it is. I made the decision. I live with it.
Right.
So I'd probably say like a C. You know, I learned a lot there being there.
Okay, so I have here your draft profile, and now you went undrafted. I don't think you should have. Looking at some of the CBs that I don't have off the top of my head, but looking at some of the CBs that went before you, and I'm just like, you know. So, what do you feel like before we get into it? What do you feel like maybe some of your strengths or maybe one of your weaknesses are that probably led into you not being drafted?
I feel like injury played a huge part into it.
Right.
You know, they wasn't sure about the knee on the report. It was like ACL, but it was not really wrong. My ACL, it's my LCL. So I feel like that played a huge part into it. And me just not making enough plays in Miami, honestly.
Okay. And so do you want to read it? Do you want to read your strengths and reasons, or do you want me to read it?
I mean, I already read it. You can read it.
All right. So we're going to tell you if you agree or if you disagree. That's what we're going to do with it. Okay. We're going to start with your strengths. So we're going to go. Intelligent on and off the field. I feel like nobody ever disagree with that.
Yeah.
You know, former high school wide receiver with ball skills and soft hands to flip the field. You get fights hard on 50-50 throws. 14 career interceptions. Quick to diagnose run and head downhill to get a piece. Challenges big receivers with aggressive punctures and works off the block for tackles. Showed improvement in confidence and coverage as the season went on. So, and that's another thing. Maybe if you had another year.
Yeah,
at Miami, it'd have been a different.
Miami kind of rushing into my last season, but
they kind of put you out there a little bit. It was former All American transfers. Yeah, you can come in play time, and it's just like just straight in there.
Yeah, I mean, but you gotta kind of do that. You know, that my last year, so I had no choice but to just be out there, you know, and to learn from my mistakes and keep going as I go.
All right, okay. So we're gonna get into the weaknesses. This is the part where I feel like you have a lot of disputes on this part right here. All right. So you got players with hip tightness and below average athletic ability.
I mean, as far as the hip tightness, I agree, but athletic ability, I don't.
Okay. Back, and we know that obviously from all the accolades with quad sport athlete, you don't hear that too much, yeah, too often. But back pedals with a very narrow base.
Oh yeah, that just natural, honestly, you know, being that.
I feel like everybody's narrow when they back pedals, and maybe I'm wrong. Except for like, I think when I was watching some DB motoring backwards, it's kind of like off the line instead, yeah, of jamming. You kind of like a strobe base, but I feel like once you really try to get to your top speed,
yeah,
everybody get kind of narrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little thing, but, you know, you can work on that. You can always get that better.
All right. Lacks knee bend and smoothness in transitions.
I say 50-50, you know. Sometimes, yeah, and then sometimes, no. It just depends, honestly.
And then struggled badly to stay connected to routes as an outside cornerback.
That's one thing I can say was different from Miami to Citadel, you know. Those guys, it was fast and... You know, I wasn't used to that, so being at that level was a little different. And, I mean, it showed at Miami a little bit, but I felt like I got better as the season went on.
And I think with me, and I can't say Lanson, because Lanson Zorlin, he was a football player, but I think he was a kicker. But my thing is, when you play in that position, and this is my thing about draft profiles, is that they it's their job to try and find something, like, mm-hmm, even if it's not really that major.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody, I mean, the guys, like, if you've seen, like, when after a guy like Von Miller, Pro Bowl, All-Pro, Super Bowl MVP, defensive MVP, mm-hmm, and then they had him read his draft profile, and it was like, he was just like, oh, man, like, this is horrible. This is their job to try to nitpick something and find it, you know, yeah, what I'm saying, even though they don't really know.
I mean, that's one thing I did learn going to Miami. You can't really listen to the critics, you know what I'm saying? They're going to love you, they're going to hate you, so... Little things like that, you can look at them, you know what I'm saying, think about how you want to think about it, but I don't take it to heart, because, I mean, that's their job.
Right, and I think you had to learn, and I think the thing is, like, when you come into a different field and you move up to a different level, I think what you have to realize is how much can you use your athletic ability 100% of the time,
mm-hmm,
because I think at a lower level, like, let's say, like, if we go to the high school level and you turn on the tape and you could tell you were one of the best players on the field.
Yeah.
You probably didn't have to use 100% of your athletic ability. I mean, you have your own drive and your person. Yo, I want to score. I want to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some times where you didn't really have to use 100%. You could get a bad player and you could, yeah, be like, okay, I don't got to run as fast to, yeah, cover him. Now you get to, like, the FCS. Now you're in the FBS. Now you have to realize, like, yo, I have to be, you know what I'm saying? You run the 4-4, so I got to run the 4-4 all the time. I can't just slack on, yeah, this play because everybody's talented and you can't run slow.
Yeah, I mean, at that level, it's really about technique, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, everybody fast, everybody's quick, so your technique really gonna have to take you all the way through the game. I mean, athletic ability gonna play a part, but the technique is really what matters at that level.
And so how much studying would you say goes into you being prepared to go out? Like, is the studying level different now that you're in the NFL? Because I know the playbook size changes.
I would say studying is way different, you know, because... I mean, everybody run the same route combination. It's right. Just how they run them, you know. But you got to learn little tendencies from the quarterback and the receivers. And, I mean, once you get that down pat, it just comes natural, honestly. You'll be able to realize and recognize little things.
Who's the toughest so far that you're guarding right now that's doing real good in camp?
I would say probably Cole. You know, he was a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get drafted. He's so fast, so long. His speed, like, deceptive, but... He real good with route running, you know, hiding his routes from you. Going against him, I feel like I'll be all right.
Okay, and so that's number one. And then how do you feel about you? How do you feel about going for, like, where you stand in your chances, like, going into the preseason and all of that stuff? Like, how do you?
I mean, I feel like my chances are good, but each and every day, I mean, you just got to work. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's guaranteed. NFL, like, they sit there for not long, and they're trying to get everybody out of there. They never want you to, don't ever think that they want you there. So, I mean... I feel like I'm straight, though.
Because sports, they really do not care. I mean, like, a lot of people have, like, right now, I would say, like, you have a good thing going for you as far as a fan base because, I mean, other than your hometown crowd, I mean, you went to Miami, so you played at Miami, and now you're at Jacksonville, and if, you know, if everything works out and plays and you have a good career there, you have a large Florida home base because you played at Miami, mm-hmm, and you're in Jacksonville, And it's like things like that you would think would matter when it comes down to maybe later in your career, or maybe, hey, if you have one bad year, you know what I'm saying, things like that. They don't care. There's a lot of people who got love from the fans and like the owners. They don't care. They'll let you go, like, you know what I'm saying, like it ain't nothing.
I mean, it's real cutthroat, and you learn that. Like, as a kid, you don't think about that side of the league like that. You think, oh, I just want to play football. But being in it, you understand that it's cutthroat, and it's basically a job, honestly.
Okay, and what's the one thing, like, if you were to, if everything works out and you were to come back here in a couple years, because I plan on this being here, what is the one thing you would want to say changed when you, if you come back, let's say 5 years down the line?
I don't want to say nothing changed, honestly. I mean, I want to be the same person, working hard, humble guy, God-fearing. I don't want nothing to change.
And how's the reaction been since you've been home? Like, you having fun, you had your career success at, you know, college, and now you're there in the training camp. How much have people been responding?
I mean, I don't really get into all of that. Like, if I see people, I just try to act normal and stuff like that, because I don't want them to treat me as if I'm this big superstar or something like that, because I'm just like them, honestly. I get up and go to work just like them. So I just try to treat everybody the same. I hope they treat me that same way.
And I have seen that always in you. You've been the guy, you've been, but at the same time, you've always been humble about it the whole time. It's like, hey, it's like, even though it's like when people try to walk through you, hey, man, what's up, man? I saw you on TV, or I saw you accolades. I heard about this, YZ. I saw this picture on Facebook. You just kind of like try to like brush it off, kind of like, oh, okay, all right, yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't try to like get all hype about it, not like that, because at any moment it can be taken away. You know what I'm saying? Some people just there for the moment. Some people there who really care. So I just treat everybody the same.
So what's your trophy case look like, man?
I mean, you know, I don't really got no trophy case, but I got, like, in the my mom's living room, it got a lot of trophies and stuff and the accolades and stuff.
Yeah, say pictures. Something like I got out there. Joe's probably like a little bit more healthy.
It's a lot, but I give that stuff to my mom, my uncle. You know, if it was for me, I'd throw them away. Mm-hmm. I started throwing away a couple of things, but they got mad at me, so they make me keep everything.
See, that's when you know you're doing all right. You just throwing away, like, I got too many. I don't really want this one. I'm gonna just throw this one away.
I don't try to live in the past, because I can't go back there, you know. Everybody judges what you're doing now.
That is true. Everybody is now, and that's another thing when it comes to, like we were talking about the NFL, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in it now, you could have had a wonderful career, or whatever you did in the past, it could have been wonderful, it could have been great, and then you have that one off year, and be like, ah, you don't got it no more, we need to replace him, he might be, and they try to, and the motto is, and I can't blame them for it, but the motto is, a year too early before a year too late.
Yeah.
Because you never want to be in that year too late spot, because it's real big, and that's what pushed me to do this, because my thing about you, you know, and I'm going to say this probably in a couple of shows, like I said, I messaged you like 2 years ago about this. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's crazy how long it took. And it was like, I'm just sitting here now and I'm just like, why did it take me so long to get this together? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, now that it's here, it does feel wonderful.
But I just feel like it's good to think like, why it took you so long? But you can now say that you got it running. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not about how fast you do it. It's just about as long as you're doing it. You're doing something different than everybody else doing. I mean, it's the first thing. I feel like it's a good thing that you're doing it, honestly.
And what's the before we get out of here, man, what would you say is the biggest thing you learned? Like, what is the experience takeaway? Like, is you ran into Tom Coughlin. He's a tough guy, no?
Yeah, all right. I mean, he real quick, but he mean business too.
Right.
But I feel like he human just like us, so he got it down time, up time.
That's cool. There any fights at training camp? Anybody getting into it?
Nah, they don't really. I mean, they grown men, so they arguing and taking tap, but no fights, you know, not like that. Too crazy.
That's good. That's what's up, man. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for stopping by, man. It was great to have you in here, man. It was nice talking to you, seeing you again after you came and ruined my day at work, coming in 30 deep with everybody.
Man, you know, I appreciate you having me here, man. Nice opportunity.
Yeah, man, it's nice and fun. All right, y'all, man. It's D. Delaney. It's Buford's own.
All right.